Continuing now with A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison. And looking ahead at the program, we have lots of Richard Neer coming your way. I'll be talking with Richard at the end of the program about a forthcoming project that he has in development, in which he will be interviewing authors of novels, novelists. It's called Richard Neer's Novelists Cafe, and it will be exclusive to the platform known as Podjockey, which is a website that has lots of talk shows on it. It's called www.podjockey.com, and our very own senior correspondent Richard Neer will be doing a program there of podcasts called Richard Neer's Novelists Cafe, and that should be really good. We'll be talking about that coming up within the next half hour. And also, Richard Neer coming up next is going to be talking with Dr. Svetlana Kogan. She's a general physician who founded Doctors at Trump Place, and they're going to talk about people over 40 delaying their surgery, delaying necessary surgery due to economic reasons, and why that is obviously detrimental to one's health. So all that and more coming your way. And speaking of websites such as Podjockey, if you enjoy A Touch of Grey and you missed a lot of shows, you can hear them archived, as well as lots of information about the program's founder and its star, Carol Marx, at www.atouchofgrey.com. And we spell Grey with an E. You're plugged in to A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups. Carol Marx is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism in our society. Her fabulous new book, Modern Aging, A Guide for Seasoned Citizens to Achieve Health, Happiness, and Purpose, published by Talkers Books, is a major breakthrough in providing a maturing population with vital information and inspiration to live better and more productive lives. Carol Marx offers practical strategies for juggling work, romance, and navigating the healthcare system. She is a guide through the maze of grandparenting, technology, travel, and retirement, as well as facing the sandwich generation's struggle of supporting adult children and elderly parents. Modern Aging by Carol Marx is available now at www.talkersbooks.com. That's www.talkersbooks.com.
In today's information economy, the success of a business is measured in more than profits and margins. The new and highly valued asset of modern companies is information, and the task of protecting this asset against virus attacks and network intrusions has become a complex endeavor. IT departments must be able to remove vulnerabilities by instantly deploying vital security patches and configuration updates company-wide. They must minimize the risk of downtime by automatically adjusting backup policies for mission-critical servers and workstations. And they must rapidly recover critical systems and data after an attack. Today's successful business keeps its information secure and available to the people who need it. For more information about managing and securing an IT infrastructure for today's enterprises, visit itstrategycenter.com. IT Strategy Center is brought to you by Symantec.
There's nothing more important to parents than the safety of their children. Nothing. Especially when traveling in the car with mom and dad up front, the kids in safety seats in the back. But you can't get on the road today without seeing at least one dangerous situation. Folks distracted on cell phones or eating or just not paying attention, putting you and the entire family in jeopardy. That's why you need a We See You mirror. It's a unique automotive safety mirror that allows both the driver and the front seat passenger to simultaneously see the children in the back. The We See You mirror can save a life. Simply installed, it's independently adjustable from both front seats and doesn't obstruct the driver's view nor block use of the factory mirrors. It's made in the USA of top quality materials and costs only $19.95 with free shipping. To order, go online to www.wecumirror.com. Isn't it worth $19.95 for this valuable measure of safety for your family? That's wecumirror.com, spelled out with no spaces.
Continuing now with A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups. As promised, it's time for Richard Neer in conversation with Dr. Svetlana Kogan. She's a general physician who founded Doctors at Trump Place, and they're going to talk about people over 40 delaying necessary surgery due to economic reasons and why that's detrimental to one's health. And I will give you a long, complex website at the end of this conversation, so have a pencil ready in case you want to take it down. You won't be able to remember it. Okay? Here now is Richard Neer with Dr. Svetlana Kogan.
We are full bore in the midst of a recession. There are many seniors who are financially challenged. And tell us what they're being forced to do or think they're being forced to do in regards to surgery that's necessary.
Well, you know, the trend that I've been observing in my practice, Richard, is that a lot of people are getting laid off. And they're not necessarily seniors. Some of them are. But we have observed people over 40 in general, you know, losing more jobs because they're usually higher paid people. And as a result of that, they're trying to delay the surgeries that they would otherwise have performed had they not lost their jobs. The surgeries are various. Some of them are of aesthetic nature. You know, people are obviously delaying things like their noses done, you know, their breast augmentation, et cetera. However, there are some more serious medical issues that are being overlooked. For example, I have noticed that people who need elective cholecystectomy, a removal of their gallbladder because of the gallstones or gallbladder inflammation, are having that kind of surgery delayed.
And I can say personally, I know someone very well who is reaching 65 and Medicare age in June, and he's actually postponing his chemotherapy until he's eligible for Medicare.
Wow.
And you can imagine how dangerous that is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, delaying chemotherapy can be quite devastating for people with cancer. And as we know, chemotherapy is excruciatingly expensive in our country. And that may be something that the new administration will be helping to change. We're all hoping. Because truly, everyone should be entitled to life-saving medications and procedures.
Now, Doctor, you know, it sounds like you seem to be in favor of universal health care. And we hear horror stories about other countries that have this, about surgeries being postponed. Are those true, or is this just basically people trying to forestall the government getting more involved in health care?
You know, Richard, I'm glad you've touched upon that because universal health care is a very controversial topic. I wouldn't necessarily call myself being in favor of universal health care as we know it, using Canada or England or Italy, for example, as an example of countries that do have that. They've had terrible experience with that, with people waiting in lines, you know, to get their surgery, people assigned a certain surgeon. People having no choice in picking, you know, who their doctor is going to be. So that obviously is a very negative aspect of the universal health care. However, I do think what the one thing we should do for our people is make medications much, much more affordable than they are. From what I have learned, you know, throughout the course of my practice and interaction with pharmaceutical company, the huge cost of the medication comes from the advertisement and marketing. You know, the multi-million dollar advertisements on TV, the enormous amount of money spent, you know, to promote the drugs. And sometimes this is done, you know, to promote them among the doctors, you know, taking people out, you know, giving out presents. All of this is a tremendous amount of money. And guess who's going to be paying for this?
Exactly.
Patients.
Well,
so
If you've come up with a new drug and you're trying to promote it, and trying to make it available, trying to let doctors know about it. Give us some ways that we can do that without advertising, without the expensive dinners, without all the hype that goes along with it.
$1 million question. I guess one of the things that I would encourage pharmaceutical companies to do is to create a universal website for the doctors to be learning about the new medications that are coming out. One of the ways to encourage the doctors to look at such a website would be to provide the CME, you know, the continuous medical education credits. So, you know, the doctors would combine the useful with the pleasurable. You know, they would be getting their education's worth and they would be getting their credits for CME, which are usually required for the doctor to stay affiliated with the hospital. So So that would be one of the ways. And you know, providing information for all the major medical journals that we're all subscribing to, the American Medical Association Journal, the New England Journal of Medicine. You know, if all of those publications had a special section devoted to new medications, I think doctors would be much more responsive to learning about the new medications. But what we have instead is we have these huge multi-million dollar campaigns on TV whereby the patients are looking at a given medication, for example, against a heartburn, and how wonderful it is and how they should come and ask their doctor for it. And so we have patients coming into the office asking for a specific medication, you know, almost demanding it sometimes, you know. The media can be quite brainwashing sometimes.
Well, also too, though, I find that a lot of patients do research on the internet. They might read the New England Journal of Medicine or other reputable sites, American Cancer Society site.
Oh, we would love patients like that.
And they come up with things and they bring them to the attention of their doctors. Are you thinking that most doctors are pretty much up to date in terms of the newest techniques or medications, or do you think that, as you stated before, there need to be recertifications and more refresher courses vis-a-vis learning about the newer things?
You know, I think in the large urban areas like New York City, for example, Chicago, Boston, L.A., there is such a huge number of doctors, there is so much competition that if the, you know, average patient of today who is highly educated and well-versed with internet is going to sense that their doctor is not up to date, they're simply going to change the doctor. There are just, you know, plenty of doctors out there. So I think there is more incentive among the urban doctors to improve on their knowledge, to stay more up to date with all the latest medical information. I think we should all have standardized requalifying exam introduced. That is, you know, every 5 or 10 years, you know, depending on the board, the doctor should be required to be recertified, you know, by undergoing a certain refresher course and taking a test. So that's another great thing that we should all have in all the states. But as it is right now, I think the urban doctors are pretty up to date, because if they're not, they're out of the game.
Let's talk a little bit about our original subject, and that's people postponing surgeries and medications, even chemotherapies,
sure,
for financial reasons. If someone is out of work, their insurance has lapsed, they cannot afford it, what is your advice to them? How can they actually take care of themselves and yet, you know, not fall into bankruptcy or deep debt?
Sure. There are several ways that I would recommend for my patients who are in a similar predicament. One is to ask their employer to have a COBRA insurance arranged for them. Usually they're entitled for a one-year coverage with COBRA insurance after their job is terminated for whatever reason. If such a coverage is absolutely impossible or too expensive, I would recommend talking to the surgeon who would be involved in a planned surgery and working out some sort of installment plan whereby the patients can pay in small amounts over the course of a long period of time. You know, if we allowed people to buy the houses they could not afford, we should definitely be able to allow them to have the surgeries that they should be able to afford. And as an example, I can give you my own mother, you know, who came to this country in 1986 and had no money whatsoever and immediately had to have a surgery done, which was not a life-saving surgery, but it was quite a substantial medical importance. The surgery at that time cost $25,000. And, you know, my mother didn't even have her first job at the time. This was literally within the first 10 days of arriving to the United States. And the surgeon was nice enough to work out an installment plan whereby she paid him literally in the beginning at $100 a month installments. And later, you know, when she had a job, you know, she progressed to $500 a month. And eventually she paid out her debt. And I am forever indebted to that surgeon, who unfortunately is no longer with us. So many years have passed by.
Doctor, also, I've found, again, my friend that didn't have insurance finds that if you approach the doctors, approach the hospitals, If they're working in a network, they will give you the network discount if you work out a payment plan with them. In other words, if you can pay promptly, if you can take care of it, they will often give you, I've heard, up to 30% off for surgeries and for other medical issues.
Yes, Richard. I think I can definitely vouch for New York hospitals that they would be very amenable in working out such a discount or installment plan. Certainly, you know, the hospitals in New York City area are hurting financially. We just had two hospitals close down in Queens, the New York Hospital of Queens, St. John's, and the Parkway Hospital. And I think in these times, everybody's hurting, and we all have to work together and work out ways of helping each other.
That's Dr. Svetlana Kogan in conversation with Richard Neer. She's a general physician who founded Doctors at Trump Place. And here now is the website information to be able to visit them. It's www.dtpdoctors.com/doctor, that's drkogan.html. So it's www.dtpdoctors.com/drkogan.html. Told you it'd be a long, complicated one. Hope you got it. And stick around. Richard Neer is coming back to talk a little bit about his new project at Podjockey. All that and more coming your way when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues right here on this great talk radio station in just a moment.